This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Y'all sitting up straight? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Dr. Shealy will be back next week. He had an appointment today, but he'll be back next week. Bert, please continue.
Yeah, so Vince, my head was spinning from the 60 Minutes last night. It was just completely filled with things that sound, you know, fantastic, but have absolutely no basis in truth. So they had an expert, so-called expert, come on, who they claim, and I'm sure this is true, he basically spends his life writing computer models to show climate change. So first, let me say that all the past climate models have more or less been wrong. I mean, in fact, have all been wrong. Because they, for the past 30 years, they've been claiming huge temperature increases that just never manifested itself. As I said, there has been some moderate temperature increase, and it's largely attributed to man because, frankly, there's no other explanation to it. But it's been minimal. And these studies that show cataclysmic temperature increases, and also, you know, you've seen increases in tornadoes, increases in hurricanes, so on and so forth, well, that actually is not supported by the facts. We have some years with a lot of hurricanes, and some years we have almost none. So getting on to the so-called expert who they claim has written these, they call them attributive models, showing that absolutely 100% the climate change in France and England is due to man-made. But Vince, these studies that they do are all based on back data. And you know what it reminds me of? You've seen these charlatans that claim 200% better stock returns, and their algorithm is proven, and they show these algorithms, but they're all based on looking at past data and then saying, look, our algorithm, it basically foreshadowed all these changes in the stock market and predicted exactly what's going to happen. But they base the models on everything from the past. And if you take one of those models and try and use it in the future, it doesn't work. So basically, this expert claimed that he's proven that what's happened in France to the wine industry was caused 100% by climate change caused by man. Okay, well, they don't offer any proof of why that happened. They also claim that the Napa fires, where it affected the wine industry in Napa Valley, was caused by climate change. Well, Vince, you and I know it was caused by the power company having their transformers blow up, and then we haven't had enough clearage. For 50 years, they have not cleared out the dead growth through the forest. So the combination of power supplies, the high-voltage lines shorting out, the wind will blow them, transformer will blow up, and then the fire's getting out of control because of all the brush that hasn't been cleaned up. That's the cause of the fires. And as far as affecting the wine industry, it affected about 5 or 10 wineries. There's hundreds of wineries in Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley, so it didn't have any substantial effect. The 60 Minutes show goes on to say it's happened in Oregon as well. Climate change is now allowing a booming wine business in Oregon. But Vince, the reason wine is taking off in Oregon is because they've planted grapes and they brought in businesses to want to plant grapes that grow in that climate. It has nothing to do with climate change. Or let's say maybe climate change has a tiny influence because we have increased ever so slightly the temperature, but that's not the difference between growing a grape and not growing a grape. Heck, grapes were growing in England, I'm sorry, in Greenland, when the Vikings were coming over to the New World. They would find grapes growing all over Greenland and Iceland and what's now New England. So grapes can grow almost anywhere, and you can make some kind of wine out of there's always a grape you can grow to make some kind of wine. So it was just unbelievable that 60 Minutes claims this is a blockbuster show, that and they think because it affects wine, everyone's going to pay attention to it. But again, no facts to substantiate their claim that man-made climate change caused the wine industry to boom in southern England.
I know a guy by the name of Gabriele Rossi. I'll spell his name for you. G-A-B-R-I-E-L-E. G-A-B-R-I-E-L-E. Last name R-A-U-S-S-E. He's been to my home. I've been to his home. He lives in Virginia. He's a wine grower. And he was sent over by the Zioni family from Italy because it looked like Italy might be going communist. And he was sent over to establish in North America, in the United States, a vineyard to protect the Zioni family's heritage, which was growing grapes for making wine. And he did it. He established Barbersville Winery in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I've been there. I've been to Gabriele Rossi's winery as well. And he was sent here to grow European grapes, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, etc. And he was having a great deal of difficulty. And it wasn't working because there's a disease called phylloxera that attacks the grape vines, and European grapes won't grow here. So what he did was he grafted European vines on Native American rootstock to grow the European grapes here. And it worked fine. And it worked at my house, too, at my farm in Virginia. What I'm saying is, a long way around exactly what you're saying, I'm agreeing with you, Bert, that the reason that Virginia has become a competitor to California, Virginia grows some really good wines, because they planted the vines. And they built the wineries. And they had the talent and improved their skills. And they are now growing and making world-class wines. So, yeah, you're right. They planted the vines. That's how you do it.
I mean, that's it. And you know, good for England that they can make. They brought vines over from France. And they're making some really good wines in England right now. And that's great. And there's no reason they couldn't have done it probably back when the Romans were in charge of England. They could have been making wine there, but, you know, it's pretty hard to, you know, bring the vines over from Italy. To, you know, it was a probably 2 or 3 day trip from by stagecoach or whoever they would do it back in Roman times. So, and they probably wanted to protect.
Right.
They probably wanted to protect the wine industry in Italy. So the fact that they put that out without any facts is just amazing. But I guess they think that people are going to believe it because it's so dramatic. So they showed the flooding in the wine growing region of France. And there's no question that those floods wiped out a lot of grapes and the wineries were severely impacted. But there's absolutely not one shred of evidence to say those floods and that rain was caused by man-made global warming. They're just connecting dots that there's nothing to substantiate connecting those dots. We've had traumatic weather and traumatic climate forever. I mean, going back to, as I said, pretty much back to caveman days. I mean, if a volcano erupts, that's a severe climate change because it puts particles in the atmosphere. If the sun acts up, which it had, we had a mini ice age in the 1700s. We think that's because of the sun, because there was lack of sunspots. So that's something you can kind of maybe say was the cause. We've had things like that. Now, man has not caused the planet to increase in temperature. It absolutely has. We can see it in the water levels. We can see it in the ice melting. But to say that that can cause all of a sudden an entire, you know, we're talking 1 degree. Well, actually, in the case of the 60 Minutes piece, we're talking about a fraction of 1 degree over the past 20 years, a tiny, you know, a fraction of a degree, that that causes a difference between grapes can grow and grapes can't grow. I challenge any botanist or horticulture expert to come and tell me why, if you heat something up in the, on average, a quarter of 1 degree, how that's going to wipe out a grape crop. I mean, impossible, right? Common sense says that makes no sense. But they don't show the data. Nowhere in the 60 Minute piece did they say, oh, yeah, the global warming has been 1 degree centigrade over 100 years. They never once mentioned that.
I just looked up Gabrielli's ranking. He's number 3 in Virginia wines. That's pretty good.
So meanwhile, we juxtapose
Trump,
that with
Trump.
What, go ahead.
Trump's Trump winery is number 9. So yeah, Gabrielli is absolutely fabulous, and he's a legend in wine growing in the United States. They did a TV special on him many years ago. But yeah, just plant the. You just have to do it in order for you want to grow. We planted grapes here.
You know, fertilize them correctly, prune right. them correctly, right. harvest them correctly,
right?
Mm-hmm. And basically,
and use the right yeast.
Well, a lot of wineries out here in California now are moving to natural yeast. So instead of putting in artificial mm-hmm. yeast or yeast imported. What a lot of wineries are doing is taking the natural yeast from the actual environment and the actual location where those grapes are growing and use that yeast. And it takes a little longer, but it's kind of a natural way to do it, and you're not forcing anything. And by the way, you know how long for class? Do you know how long it takes to make wine from grapes? What the time is? In other words, it goes usually goes into large stainless steel tanks. Do you know what that time is? Do you have a guess?
It depends. But why don't you share with us?
Well, you know, you ask somebody and they'll say, six months.
It depends on whether you use.
Yeah. Hmm? So they'll say 6 months,
no, I don't think,
3 months,
I don't think
1 year. Actually, it's about a week. Hmm. In about a week, the grape juice becomes wine. So what's the extra time for? The extra time's to, if you put it in oak barrels, you can get a little more flavor. You can get a little more settling of the debris and the stuff that's in there. But, anywhere from, 7 to 10 days or so, that grape juice actually becomes wine. And you can drink it then. And in a lot of white wines, you drink right away. With Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, they're best if you drink them pretty much immediately. If you want a little oak in your Chardonnay, then you might put it in an oak barrel for a year or so to infuse some oak. But it's wine right away. So a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, and some people, when they make their own wine, throw in some oak chips into the fermentation. And the aging.
Yeah, that's not a good way.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you just heard Ted Anderson speaking about SaveGCN.com. If you happen to go to that website, you'll find out that you get an error. And if you go to give, send, go, which is ultimately where that website ends up, you'll find out that the application is under maintenance. So the whole application, not GCN's portion, but all of it says it's under maintenance. So please don't be discouraged, and let's find out what's going on. So you might want to check back a little bit later and see if it's up and running. Bert's with us. Bert,
hey, Vince.
Please continue. Are you
yeah,
going to be talking about stolen technology as well today?
I don't know if we can get into it, but before we get some callers in class to say, Bert, you don't know what you're talking about, of course you got to keep wine in the barrel longer. So let me say I was talking about white wine, and pretty much all your white wines are drinkable immediately after fermentation. And you might want to filter them a little, but they're drinkable. Now, the exception is if you want some oakiness in your Chardonnay, then you can go ahead and store it in some oak barrels for, you know, a month or several months or even a year. And some people like that. Frankly, to me, that too much oakiness gives me a headache, but some people like that. Now, red wine is a completely different story. Red wine will age to the better in time, and also it's frequently put in oak barrels to give it an oakiness. So, but the red wine can, the tannins can settle, there'll be subtle changes in the taste and aroma, and generally they improve over the first few years. How long can you keep a red wine? Varies on the varietal. So if it's a Zinfandel, maybe 5 to 10 years. If it's a Pinot Noir, maybe only 2 to 5 years. They're the more fragile of the reds. If it's a good Cabernet, Cabernet Sauvignon or Cabernet Franc, you can go 20 years, 30, in some cases even 40 years on a well-stored Cabernet Sauvignon. And by the way, for those that wonder where Cabernet Sauvignon came from, Cabernet Franc was the original Cabernet. It was considered too strong for many people, so they cloned it together with the Sauvignon Blanc, and that's how Cabernet Sauvignon came about. So it's a little smoother, and that's, you know, as a lot of class knows, Cabernet Sauvignon is our most common red wine in the United States and probably worldwide. And Chardonnay pretty much is our most common white wine and also a wine that we make a lot of champagne from. So just throwing that in for class because we're always trying to educate people. And the topic of wine came up from last night's show, and I hate to plug another network, but just a few facts out there for the class.
You know, Class, you don't know this because Bert has never told you this, but he has a dear friend who has a winery in California, and Bert volunteers where he gives wine tours at the winery. So if you're wondering, does he know what he's talking about? He does. Bert, are you going to be, what's next?
So I just want to finish up on John Hopkins because, as you know, that we closed down so much of the economy. Do you know in California they closed the beaches? They closed parks? They even in Los Angeles, because kids were going to a skateboard park, they literally, in desperation, the mayor and his cronies ordered a cement truck to come and dump cement into the skateboard park to ruin it. I mean, I'm not making this up, to destroy the skateboard park so the kids could not go out and play in it during COVID. I mean, how crazy was that? So what happened? Everything was closed down. Last Christmas, a year ago, they even closed outdoor seating at restaurants in California. So you couldn't even, you know, we had a warm December a year ago, 14 months ago. So you were not allowed to even sit outside and enjoy your food. So where'd you eat? You ate indoors. And how does COVID spread? Indoors, from person to person. So this study from John Hopkins actually says not only did the shutdown not work, it actually increased mortality in many cases, caused more people to die because of some of the things they did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one thing the government gets right, any government. I'll think on it for a few more lifetimes. See if we can figure it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors at a federal hate crimes trial face a challenge in proving that racial animus motivated the three men who murdered Ahmed Aubrey, a jogger shot in a Georgia neighborhood. After 5 days of jury selection, the federal trial of Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan is set to begin today in the coastal town of Brunswick. The Durham investigation says it has found three on Hillary Clinton's campaign team. They were the architects of the hoax Russia collusion that dominated mainstream media for years. One of those names is current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Mexico has confirmed that the United States government has suspended all imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat from the cartels. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions once again, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Quote, this is the most out-of-touch administration I have seen in my lifetime. That's Congresswoman Kat Kamrick, the Republican from Florida. She was on Newsmax and said the administration of President Biden is the most out-of-touch she's ever witnessed. The southern border is her proof.
It's just more misdirection from this administration. It's laughable that they are now stipulating, oh, well, this includes the northern border as well, because we've known for this entire time that the southwest border really is open, it's porous, and it's where the majority of people, the vast majority of people, are coming through. So for us to get these numbers and then to stipulate that, you know, this includes the northern border.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what's so crazy. We're just talking about the border. We all know that this is a crisis, fantastic job of really exposing what is happening at the southwest border, yet the administration talks nothing about it. Now they want us to redirect focus to Ukraine and the Ukrainian border. You know, I think of how words matter in the context of global leadership and national leadership. And coming out of the White House, Biden's been pretty sloppy with his words.
About 3 weeks ago, Ars Technica first reported that astronomers were tracking the upper stage of a Falcon 9 rocket from 2015 that will hit the moon March 4th. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory now says the object is not a Falcon 9 rocket at all. JPL claims it's a Chinese rocket that was launched in October of 2014. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
She doesn't got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Thank you for being with us, Bert. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
2 hours. This is the first time you've been on for 2 hours.
Bert's normally on.
Yeah. Bert's normally on Fridays, hour number two. Bert, please continue.
Yeah. So, Vince, you sent me an article this morning on the Intel Management Engine, and I haven't had enough time to completely research it, so perhaps we can touch on it on Friday as well. But I did a little research, and so for class, the Management Engine is something that pretty much if you've ever assembled a computer, you know, I've done many where, you know, you buy the motherboard and the case and the processor separately and put in Windows operating system, and they always ask you, do you want to install the Windows Management Engine? And I always try not to put it in, because, to be honest with you, I never figured out exactly what it does. I was always a little suspicious of it. It didn't seem to make sense, because if it was so important, you'd think they'd build it into Windows, or it would be, you know, somehow embedded into the motherboard or something. It never made sense to me, but I didn't think about it too much. Well, thanks, Vince. He sent me some information. We've now learned that the management engine interface was actually a backdoor for the NSA to be able to spy on any computer that has it. And there are ways to put less of it in. I've tried. I've racked my head over this issue many times. And it turns out some of how we found out that this was spyware is by the NSA itself wanting to disable it so they could use their computers and not be spied on. And worse than that, Vince, we now learn that hackers have found vulnerabilities in the management engine interface, and the same piece of software that pretty much everybody ends up installing in their computer or gets it installed from the manufacturer, that the same piece of software is vulnerable to being hacked by outside entities and hackers from, you know, different nefarious places. And so in itself, not only is it spying on you, but it creates a backdoor for other people to get into your computer. So, I mean, it's hard, you know, you wouldn't believe it if it wasn't happening. I guess you would believe it, because I always wondered, what the heck is, you know, I try and do research, and I go, what the heck is this for? It didn't seem to make any sense. So we now know it was a giant scam that the NSA was working with Intel to put this in. I don't know if AMD processor computers have anything similar or not. I'll see if I can find out by Friday on that.
But, I know the answer. I know the answer to that.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Does AMD have it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Class, this Intel management engine, for its equivalent in AMD processors, this is not only a backdoor, but it's an operating system within the microprocessor itself. If you have your computer powered off on the front panel of your computer, and it appears to be off, but yet it's still plugged in, this thing is still running. If you're connected to the internet, your camera, your files, your passwords can all be taken through the Intel management engine. Now, I'm going to read directly from Intel.com's website. This is their website. And let's see. All right, now, modern manageability. Whether they're at home or halfway around the world, today's employees are increasingly mobile. The Intel vPro platform, that happens to be their processor, featuring modern manageability tools of Intel Active Management Technology, makes it easy for information technology to support worker productivity. And now, the Intel Endpoint Management Assistant, EMA, tool lets IT remotely and securely manage devices in inside and outside the firewall over the cloud. Outside the firewall and inside the firewall. That means your firewall does not prevent your information from going outside your computer. It goes on to say, get remote manageability at the edge. Intel Active Management Technology, included as part of Intel vPro platform, which happens to be the processor, which spans Intel Core, vPro processors, and Intel Xeon processors, helps reduce overall PC maintenance and administrative costs. With features to remotely discover, repair, and help protect network computing assets, Intel Active Management Technology allows information technology operators to support a mobile workforce. It goes on to say, hardware-based Intel Active Management Technology provides persistent out-of-band connectivity that operates independently of the operating system, allowing fixes to a wider range of system issues, even when the operating system is down. repair corrupted drivers, application software, or the operating system on non-responsive systems that won't run or boot using keyboard, video, and monitor to monitor operating system upgrades or to boot the system BIOS. Intel vPro Platform's modern manageability tools provide remote access to headless devices, such as smart vending machines, remote digital billboards, or Intel Unite software hubs in conference rooms. Intel Endpoint Management Assistant software gives IT the ability to remotely and securely manage Intel Active Management technology devices beyond the firewall via the cloud on Wi-Fi networks. What this is, I'm interpreting this to mean is your firewall is bypassed. You don't know that this is running. Even if your system's not working, it can be accessed remotely via the cloud. Nothing. Another way of saying this, in my opinion, based on what I've read, nothing that you have is secure from prying eyes based on what Intel's management engine provides in the processor itself. So the processor itself has hardware, software, and communications abilities to bypass the firewall and everything that you think you've done to protect your equipment. The only thing that you can do to keep your computer secure is to not connect it to anything else. No Wi-Fi.
Pull out the power cord.
Yeah. Yep.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
And I believe AMD, well, what I've read was AMD devices have the same type of, we'll call them, capacities. I don't want to say features because features is like positive. This is really, really dangerous stuff. And it runs an operating system within the processor itself called Minix, M-I-N-I-X.
Yeah, that's basically what that means is it's operating independent of Windows or whatever other software that you're running on your, you know, Unix or whatever else you're using. Totally independent than that, this is running in the background.
Right. And you can't turn it off. The NSA, I guess, is working with Intel to have theirs turned off. But yours, uh-uh. So this is in all of the Intel processors, I believe, from the little bit of research that I've done since 2006. This is ZDNet. This is the website, ZDNet.com.
Yeah. You know, Vince, it's kind of sad that I used to feel that the government agencies are out working for us, I think, like yourself, I grew up as a patriotic person. I respected the government, the military, even the CIA. You know, we used to look up to them as looking out for us around the world. And, of course, the FBI was respected. But now I don't know who these agencies are working for. I mean, don't you get the feeling like they're working for themselves and they've lost touch with the American people?
You know, I said to my son that this was years ago. I said, boy, things when they get bad, I can see the police just going home and, you know, about protecting their families. And my son said, Dad, the police are going to be in business for themselves. They're going to do whatever they want because they have the machinery in place, the infrastructure in place to do whatever they want. That's what has happened to industry. Now, here's the headline from ZDNet.com. Minix, M-I-N-I-X. Intel's hidden in-chip operating system. Let me say that again. Minix is Intel's hidden in-chip operating system. So it's hardware and it's software. It's the operating system. You can't take a drill. You can't take a drill and precisely drill through the chip and disable this. If you're going to run your Intel processor, it's going to have this if it's 2006 or newer. Intel's hidden in-chip operating system, buried deep. This is what it says on this quote. Quote, Minix, Intel's hidden in-chip operating system. Buried deep inside your computer's Intel chip is the Minix operating system and software stack, which includes networking and a web server. It's slow, hard to get at, and insecure as insecure can be. End quote.
Yeah,
they did this on purpose. This is not an accident. This is not, shoot, this is a flaw in software that we have to fix. This was intentional. Your computer can spy on everything that goes on with your microphone and your camera. And it can take your passwords. And if you wonder how things are hacked, I guess now you know.
Yeah, you know, Vince, I always talk about the law of unintended consequences. So what this sounds like is the very device that the NSA has put in your computer to supposedly protect people is actually become the vehicle that hackers now use to get in and disrupt your life and steal from your computer, because that's now come out the mechanism that hackers are using to hack your computer, steal your information, or just generally disrupt everything on your computer. So can that be more ironic that something like that has happened?
So, class, if you're wondering what do you do, the answer is I don't know. Because I'll tell you what I do. I only have certain computers that are running the Linux operating system, Linux. That's different from Minix. Minix, with an M, is the operating system on the chip, on the Intel processor. That's different from the Linux Linux operating system that
right.
I use. But I only use specific computers for research, specific computers that I don't want connected to the Internet, no matter what. No matter what. And I think that pretty much all of the computers that we have here, except for some older ones from 2000, they all have this problem. And so do yours.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, you may think that this couldn't possibly affect you, right? Well, there are Intel processors that I would guess nuclear reactors, refineries, pipelines, electric power generation, supply chain, cloud servers, on your desk, in your notebook or laptop computer.
How about healthcare?
Healthcare. Everywhere. Okay. And here's an article that's techcrunch.com. This was from, I'm just discovering this, and you're learning it as I'm learning a class. I mean, minute by minute, okay? Headline, new secret spilling flaw affects almost every Intel chip since 2011. Over a decade. Security researchers have found a new class of vulnerabilities in Intel chips, which, if exploited, could be used to steal sensitive information directly from the processor. Goes on to say, it says both Meltdown and Spectre, those I guess are two organizations, leaked secretive data stored briefly in the processor, including secrets such as passwords, secret keys, account tokens, and private messages. What we're talking about is nothing that you've stored on your computer is private. Nothing. If it's connected to with an Ethernet cable, or a modem, or a router, or Wi-Fi. And the default on many computers is Wi-Fi is turned on. And you cannot prevent this information from being sent over the Internet by your computer's processor. Even if your screen is off and even if you clicked start, shut down. Yeah, I really mean shut it down. Yeah. Even though you do that and your computer's plugged in, it's still able to send information across the Internet. So what do? In the studio right now, I have two power switches, two of their old-fashioned computer control switches. It says auxiliary 2, auxiliary 1, printer, monitor, computer, master. So there's six switches, and I turn a device on or off as I use it. And right after the broadcast, off. The computers get shut off. The microphone mixer gets shut off. The headphone amplifier gets shut off. The proprietary link to GCN gets shut off. It all gets shut off. There's no power going to the computer. It's like unplugging it. That's exactly what this is. So when you push the button to shut off your computer and it says, okay, it's off because the screen goes blank, and the light that says the monitor is on, that's off too, and the little light on your computer that says it's on, that's off too, your computer's still on if it's plugged in. Bert?
You know, Vince, it just makes you think. We used to think that the CIA was on our side, the NSA, and what do we care? You used to have the attitude, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. What do I care if I'm being spied on? But the news that came out this morning that the CIA was actively collaborating with Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee to spy on Donald Trump as a candidate and then as president. So I know we're apolitical on USA Prepares, and I'm not a member of either major party, nor are you, but the fact that the CIA is actively conspiring to undermine the sitting president of the United States should put chills up everybody's spine. In other words, whose side are, you know, we'll find out in the next coming days or weeks or months, were these lone operatives or was it more, more collaborative within the CIA? But that's, I mean, how scary is that? The CIA was actively taking, not just taking sides, but trying to attack a sitting, first an elected candidate, then the sitting president of the United States, the CIA actively colluding to undermine the president.
Well, we used to have a guy who was selected as president who was the head of the CIA, and his name was George Bush, number one.
Yeah, that's actually true. There's lots come out about the Bush family, and it's a little bit scary. I think the difference is, in that case, they thought they were doing it for good, and they thought they were doing it for the American people. But I'm sorry to say, we've now learned that family did a lot of bad things.
And it's really scary. So that's why I don't vote, Glass. I know my vote doesn't count. And, you know, the media is complicit in spreading false information and lies. And so why is it? Why is it that ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, why haven't they said Intel chips are spying on you, AMD chips are spying on you? Why haven't they said that?
They're scared.
Yeah.
They don't want to say it. They can't.
Bert, on Friday, are we going to talk about cell phones and your relation to the theft of cell phone technology? Is that something we will or won't be talking about?
I'll see if I can get clearance to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bert has first-hand knowledge. Can you imagine? All right, Bert. Hey, thanks so much for being with me today and with our class. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.